Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we begin the eighth parak of Maseches Sota, and this, of course, is parak Mashuach Milchama. So Mashuach Milchama is about the Kohen Gadol, whose job it was, meaning not the regular Kohen Gadol, there were several Kohen Gadolim. This is the Kohen Gadol's job it was to prepare people for battle. So he would give a whole speech, and we're going to learn about, the different elements of Mashuach Milchama. So says the Mishnah, Mashuach Milchama, B'shash Medaber La'am, when he would give his speech to the people, B'lashon HaKodesh Hayim Medaber, he would do so in Lashon HaKodesh, Shenemar, because the Pasuk says, V'haya b'kar v'chem el melchama v'nigash ha-kohen, that he draws close, Zeh Kohen Mashuach Melchama. Which Kohen is that referring to? That's talking about the Kohen Mashuach Melchama. V'diber ala'am, and you should speak to the people, so we darshan b'lashon ha-kodesh. That diber means b'lashon ha-kodesh. That's what the Rav explains over here, that Nemar kan v'diber ala'am v'nemar lahalan Moshe Yedaber. So Malalan Bilashon Hakodesh, Avkan Bilashon Hakodesh is the Gezer Shava of Daber Daber. That when Moshe Yedaber was Bilashon Hakodesh, that's by Matan Torah. So Diber Alam is also Bilashon Hakodesh. So the Chumash tells us a little bit about the contents of the speech of the Mashuach Milchama. So we darshan the psukim that appear in that parsha of the contents of the speech of the Mashuach Milchama. That's in Devarim Perek Chaf, where we have this speech. So says the Chumash, Va'amar aleim Shema Yisrael Atem Krev Mayim L'Milchama Aleveichem. He says, listen, people of Israel, Hashem, is that you today are going to go against your enemies in war, v'lo alachechem, and it's not against your brothers that you're fighting a war, lo Yehuda al Shimon, this is not a war between Yehuda and Shimon, different Shvatim, v'lo Shimon al Binyamin, nor Shimon and Binyamin, Shim tu b'yadim yirachma alechem, where we know that Jewish people by nature are going to have rachmanas on each other, k'mashenemar, like the Pasuk says, when it comes to Malchus Yehuda, Malchus Yisrael, Ve'ikuma, Anashem Asher Nikvu B'Shemos, that Ve'achziku B'Shivya, that they would take captives from Yehuda, V'chol Ma'arumehem Hilbishu Min HaShalol, and anyone who didn't have any clothing, they would give them from the spoils of war, they would give them clothing, Ve'albishem, Ve'anilim, Ve'achilim, Ve'yashkum, Ve'yaschum, and they would give them clothing to wear and shoes to wear, and they would give them food to eat and drink, and they would give them oils and creams to anoint themselves with. They would take care of them, they would take care of the captives. And they put them on donkeys for anyone who stumbled and who couldn't walk. They would put them on a donkey to help transport them. And they brought them to Yericho, which is the Ir HaTamarim, and where their brothers were, and they gave them back to the Shomron, meaning they had a lot of rachmanas on them, on their captives. And because everyone was Jewish, so they weren't these weren't lifelong enemies that you were gonna that you sworn to kill or anything like that. Aleveichem atem holchem, you, the Mashuach Muhammad would tell the people before they go out to battle, you are going to battle with your enemies. That if they fall in your hands, if you fall in their hands, rather, they will have no rachmanis on you. So you have to really, really put your all into this battle. And then, after telling them how terrifying this battle is, he would say, don't be afraid, you have to be brave. Means don't let your heart becomes soft, and that's from the sounds that the horses make and the swords make, which might be frightening. Al tiru mepnei hagafas trisin v'shvas hakalgasin, and don't have a sense of yira from the banging of the shields or the kalgasin, which is some other weapon. Al tachbazu mikol karanos, don't have a sense of fear and panic from the sounds of the horns that they would blow. Al taritzu mipnei kol tzvachos, and don't also be fearful by the sounds of their screaming that they would do, meaning when they would go out to battle, they would make all these noises, so you hear like this thunderous roar from the enemy army, and that would be frightening for people. So he would say, don't worry about that. Ki Hashem Elokeichem haholeich imachem, because Hashem is with you. Hein ban b'nischan shel basar v'dam. They're coming with flesh and blood on their side, with the basar v'dam, with the general, with people. V'atem ban b'nischan shel makom, but you're coming with God on your side. Plishim ban b'nischan shel Goliath. The Plishim came with confidence in their warrior Goliath. Maha Yosofus. So what happened to Goliath? Lesof nafal b'chem nafal imo. He died, and therefore their army went down with him. Bnei Amun b'obin eschanu shel Shovach. The Bnei Amun came with the power of Shovach. Maha Yisofu, what happened to him? L'sof nafal b'cherv, nafal imo. He also went down in battle, and they went down together with him. V'atem i'atem kein, but you're not like that. Ki Hashem Elokeichem ha'olechim achem li'lachim lachem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes and fights battles with you, zeh machna aron. And that's a reference to the machna of the aron. There was an aron that went out to battle with them, and there was the Aron that stayed in the Beis HaMikdash. So this is the Aron that went out to battle with them. That's the Machne of the Aron. Moving on now to Mishnah Beis, V'dibra Shotrim Ela Amlei Mar, and the Shotrim would be the ones who would say over what the Kohen Mishrach Melchama said, and they would say it to the people, Mia Isha Shabana Bayis Chadash V'lo Chanacho Yelech V'yashav L'Veso. So start going through the exemptions of who doesn't have to go out to war. So this also was something that the Mishrach Melchama said, but it was repeated by Shotrim. So they said, first of all, anyone who built a house and it did not yet have time to be Mechanich that house, it does not have to go out to war, because he's always going to be thinking that he's never going to live in his house. He built this old house, and now someone else is going to live in the house, and therefore he's going to lack the confidence or the spirit to be able to fight the war. And building a house means it could even be a place where you keep straw, base habakor, or a place where you keep cattle, base haetzim, place where you keep wood, base haotzaros, a storage facility. No matter what, you're exempt from going out to war, even though it's not a home per se, but it's a place that is fit, you know, that is fit to be a home, even though it's meant to be a storage facility. And that's true whether you built a house, or you purchased a house, or you inherited a house, or someone gave a house as a matana. That was pitur number one. Pitur number two, umi isha shenata karen velo chillo. Whoever planted a vineyard and hasn't yet been mechallel the vineyard, he hasn't redeemed that vineyard, meaning you're not allowed to have any hana'a from a fruit tree in the first 3 years. That's what we call arla. And then in the fourth year, it's called revai, where it has a din of maaser sheni. So we're talking about someone who planted a vineyard and hasn't yet redeemed its revai fruits to be able to bring to Yerushalayim, because normally you wouldn't schlep all the fruits yourself to Yerushalayim, because that's a big schlep. So what they would do is they would redeem it for money and bring the money to Yerushalayim. So it means in the fourth, it hasn't gone through the fourth year. So it's true of planting a vineyard, or if you planted five fruit trees, even five different species of fruit trees, they're all going to be included. However you planted a tree, whether it was by direct planting or by being mavrich or markiv, by grafting trees, or mavrich is when you plant one end in the ground and it grows out from the other end, a new tree grows out from the other end, or someone who yarshed, and regardless of how you got the tree, whether you bought it or you yarshed it, or someone gave it to you as a gift. And now the third p'tor, umi isha sher iris isha. Anyone who had erusin velo lekacha and has not yet taken his wife in nisuin, and that's true. Echad amar says a besula, vechad amar says almana, afilu shomeres yavam. Regardless of who the kala is, whether she's a besula or an almana, shomeres yavam, afilu shomeshmeisach of melchama. And even if he just found out that his brother died in battle, and therefore he's a yavam who's got to take care of a yama, choser avalo, go home and take care of the yavama. He does not fight in such a situation. Kol elu shomun divrei kohen ma'arachei melchama. They would hear the kohen give this speech, and then they would go home. And umesapkin mayim umazon. But even after they came, they went home, it's not that they would just have nothing to do with the war going forward. No, they'd be in charge of providing food and water for the troops, umesakin asadrachim, and they would fix the roads, meaning even if they weren't in a combat unit, they still had some role in the army. So let's review what we learned today. So in Parak Ches Mishnah Aleph, we said that the Mishroch Milchama would speak in Lashon HaKodesh to the people, and he would say to them that keep in mind, you're not going out against your brothers, you're going out against your enemies, and your enemies are cruel and vicious, and they're not going to be nice to you like your brothers would be when they take you in captivity. And then he would say, but still, don't be afraid by all of the various noises you're going to hear from the enemy camp, as because you should know you're coming with a Kodesh Baruch Hu on your side, as opposed to them, where they're only coming with human beings who help, and human beings die in war, and their armies die with them. And then in Mishnah Beis we said that the three exemptions that were given is someone who built a house and was lo chanacho, and we said it's regardless of how he got the house or what kind of house it was, and someone who planted a kerem and was lo chilulo, and regardless of how he got the kerem and whether it was really a kerem or other types of trees, and someone who's ma'aris, a woman, and was and had not yet had nisun with her, and again regardless of whether it was a basula or an almana or a or a Shomeres Yavam, and even if he just heard that his brother died in battle, he goes back. Now, all these people who go back, when they go back from the battlefield, they're not totally exempt. They still have to do service by providing food and being Masakein the Drachim Ben Shom. Tomorrow we'll pick up with Parakhas Mishnah Gimel.